This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to a new episode of For a Better Life. You are listening to IRB English Radio. This is Asma. I study literature, and it's been quite a while that I come here to share my ideas with you. Not as a lecturer, of course, but as someone who is just as eager as everyone out there to find the road to a better life, which is actually the essence of our existence. Well, recently I've been reading a book which is mostly concerned with Imam Ali's teachings and ideas called The Islamic Ethics and Education by Dr. Farooq Bey. As I said, it's about Imam Ali's teachings and narrations. So far, it's been incredibly precious and fruitful. In the chapter on wisdom, there is a segment fully devoted to Luqman. I thought it'd be so helpful if I share this part with you guys and read it, because honestly, there are some very beautiful stories that might attract your attention as well. So today, it's more of a reading session, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, the historians are not unanimous as to the status of Luqman. When did he leave? Nobody knows for sure. The most of historians are of the belief that Luqman was from the Nub in the northern part of Sudan between Ethiopia and Egypt, living at the time of David the prophet. Because of his noble thoughts, God gave him highest degree of wisdom. It is narrated from the prophet who said, "I rightfully say Luqman was not a prophet, but he was a thoughtful, obedient subject of God. He had a strong faith and assurance. He loved God and God loved him too. That is why he received the asset of wisdom from God. Luqman was sleeping when suddenly he heard, 'O Luqman, do you want to be God's representative on earth so that you may judge among people?' Luqman replied, 'If God gives me option, I will not accept such a huge responsibility. But if he orders me to do so, I will full-heartedly accept. Because I know if I accept such a task, he will help me not to go astray.' The angels, whom he couldn't see, asked Luqman, 'Why?' He answered, 'It is the most hazardous job to judge among people. For a judge, it is a formidable job. If a person is protected by God, he is salvaged, and if he does not go the right path, he will lose the way to paradise. A person who is ashamed here, but raises his head in the hereafter, is better than a person who keeps his head high here, but is ashamed in the hereafter. A man who sells the hereafter to this world will have neither here nor there.' The angels were surprised at Luqman's reasoning. Luqman said this and fell asleep. God put the light of wisdom in his heart. When he awoke, he started talking wisely. He helped David with his wisdom. David told him, 'I envy you, Luqman. Now you have passed your test.' This, because of Luqman's obedience to God, he received the treasures of wisdom. God named one of surahs of Quran under his name. In the chapter related to Luqman, God put some of Luqman's advice to his children, and we're going to actually go through those advices that he's been giving to his son. But before that, let's go for a short break, and we'll be back. Thank you for staying tuned.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We are actually going through a session of reading. Actually, we're reading some stories related to Luqman, and we're talking about him and the advices he used to give his son. So we understood that he was not a prophet, but through his pious and rightful life and wisdom, of course, he got to the level of a sacred man whose name has been even given to one of the chapters in the Holy Book of Quran. Now let's go for the advices he's been giving to his son. Oh, my son, surely if it is the very way of the grain of a mustard seed, even though it is in the heart of a rock or above in the heaven or deep down in the earth, Allah will bring it to light. Surely Allah is the knower of subtleties and all aware. O my son, keep your prayer and enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and bear patiently that which befalls you. Surely these acts require courage, and do not turn your face away from people in contempt, nor go about in the land exulting overmuch. Surely Allah does not love any self-conceived boaster. And pursue the right course in your going about, and lower your voice. Surely the most hateful of voices is the braying of the asses. O my son, do not rely on people's praise or slander. Although you spend every ounce of your strength, you will not succeed in this affair. His son said, Father, I don't understand a word of what you are saying. I want to see more samples. Luqman replied, Let us walk. They started while having one animal to ride on. Now Luqman rode on the animal while the son was walking. People seeing this said, How cruel is the old man. Although he is strong, he lets his son walk. Luqman told his son, Did you hear? He said, Yes, I did. Then Luqman told his son, Now you ride the animal. I will follow you. The son rode the animal. Now Luqman was walking. People said this time, These father and son are bad people. The father has not trained his son. His son is riding. The father who should get respect is walking. The son is bad because God will punish him for this act of his. Therefore, both of them are wrongdoers. Luqman asked his son, Did you hear? He replied, Yes. Then Luqman said, Let us both ride on the animal. They both rode on it. People then complained. There is no mercy in the hearts of these two riders. God will not bless them. They're breaking the back of the animal. They have overloaded it. It was better for one of them to walk and one to ride. Luqman told his son, Did you hear? He said, Yes. Then Luqman said, Let us now walk, both of us. They started walking. They heard people say, It is strange that they have an animal, but they walk. They blamed these two for their action. Then Luqman said to his son, Can you make people agree with you? Thus, do not look for people's consent. Rather, look for God's consent. That will be a source of prosperity, both here and in the hereafter. Another advice is, Oh my son, I learned 7,000 pieces of wisdom. You memorize only 4 of them and you may enter the paradise with me. Strengthen your ship since the sea ahead of you is too deep. Lighten the load of your sins since you have rough course ahead of you. Increase your provisions since you have a long journey. Have sincerity in your actions since the accountant is sharp. Well, actually, we've been through too much of advices up until here. We learned too much of things. As you can see, even this father, who's been famous for his wisdom, is telling his son to be so modest, not to increase your voice, to be praying God and considering him in every single action you take. Also, we went through a story of him teaching his son that you can never come to an agreement with every single being in this world. I mean, you cannot make all the nation, all the people of the world to agree with you. That's why you should not go for people's consent. You should go for the consent of Allah, because that would be the source of prosperity and well-doing in your life. Let's keep it until here, and then in next episode, we're going to have some more of his advices toward his son. Thank you for staying there with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you with his never-sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he